Marysville Pilchuck and Marysville Getchell. Curtis Klepp joins us, and Curtis, with what's going on up there in the Burlington area, I'm sure someone like you that went through it at Marysville Pilchuck is, you have got to just, the flashbacks have got to just be crazy right now, man.
Yeah, and what a crazy night. And it just actually so happened. The booth I was in calling the game tonight, the Marysville Getchell, one of the assistant coaches that was filming the game next to me, his wife was actually up at the mall. So within the booth I was in, I was kind of getting updates as the game was going along, and he was definitely concerned, and there was just a lot of confusion. And so it was, even though it was about 30 miles north of us, it still was kind of hitting home there at Marysville a little bit. And yeah, some of the things that those folks are going through now, it's not a fun feeling. That's for sure. And it was interesting talking to the athletic director for the Marysville Athletics Board, just talking about the talent level throughout the Marysville School District between the both programs, Marysville Getchell and Marysville Pilchuck, who both played tonight. The talent level really sort of evening out, and Marysville Pilchuck really kind of coming back to earth a little bit from the talent they had, especially during that time of the shooting, and some of that talent actually leaving the Marysville School District to go to other school districts because of some of the trauma and some of the things that some of those athletes had to go through. And so those sorts of incidents definitely have ripple effects even years down the road. And obviously our hearts and prayers and go to those affected up there in Burlington. Not fun what they're having to deal with.
No question. And we'll talk to Jeff Rex in our next segment, who obviously lives right up in there in that neighborhood. Marysville Getchell, Marysville Pilchuck, a rivalry renewed, as you kind of alluded to. It's been a one-sided rivalry for the Tomahawks, but did it get closer tonight?
So, yeah, it was an interesting development as coming into the season. It's the worst start Coach Carson and the Tomahawks have actually had in quite some time, almost a decade, that they've started off this poorly, going 0-3. So they're looking for their first win. And, yes, it's the fifth annual Berry Bowl within the inner city rivalry. And Marysville Pilchuck's definitely dominated this. They've had running clocks in every one of those Berry Bowl games. So the last 4 years. So this year it was interesting to see what this was going to look like. And Marysville Pilchuck made a statement pretty early on that this was still going to be their year and their rivalry, the victory for sure. Marysville Pilchuck jumping on early with the 29-yard touchdown completion on a 4th and 10, the running back coming out of the backfield, Ian Adcock, catching a touchdown pass. And that Tomahawk defense was swarming all over the place. Good to see that. Coach Carson, defensive coordinator for the Tomahawks, preaches defense, and I know he's not been happy at all with his defense over the last few games, giving up 60-plus and then 50-plus in his first few games of the season. He was not happy, and he only gives up 22 total yards to the Marysville Getchell offense in the first half.
Wow.
In the end, only giving up 166 total yards of offense to the Marysville Getchell Chargers. So the defense definitely came to play today. A couple standouts for the Tomahawks tonight. It was Ian Adcock with the reception for a touchdown early on, and then he also tacks on 114 rushing yards with another rushing touchdown in the second half. Galdino Fajardo, he only touched the ball 3 times tonight. 2 of them were for touchdowns. 3 carries for 34 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Kean Ballard, the quarterback spot, really coming through tonight. Only going 3 for 6 for 68 yards, and 3 of those completions, or excuse me, 2 of the 3 were for touchdowns for Marysville Pilchuck. So being very efficient on offense tonight, taking down the Getchell Chargers and making it 5 in a row in the inner city rivalry. The Berry Bowl goes back to Marysville Pilchuck after a 35-14 win. And Marysville Pilchuck finally picking up their first win of the season and really trying to look forward now and having a couple games that are winnable for them before they have to face Ferndale next week. So it's going to be a tough sled next week with Ferndale actually beating Arlington, which was supposed to be pretty solid this season. Ferndale crushing Arlington 41-0 tonight. So Ferndale and Squalicum, the two newcomers into the West Go North, really putting a beating on what the teams that have been the West Go North for quite some time. And it's going to be really coming down to the Ferndale-Squalicum game on October 22nd later this season. That will be a very fun matchup later that will have pretty much division and conference championship on the line.
The balance of power certainly moving quite a ways north in the West Coast.
Yeah.
No question about it. Curtis, we appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You bet. Curtis Klepp from MarysvillePilchuckFootball.org.